Well, I think they recognize that there's no point in them saying that Osama bin Laden isn't dead, and this is a rally to arms for them. They're using the death of Osama bin Laden to call for continued fighting. They're saying that this was a historic day, his death. It's taken them 5 days now to come out with this statement, but what they are saying is that they will continue their fight. They will continue plotting and planning attacks against the United States and what they call the United States agents, that they will attack them in their countries and outside their countries, that they will continue doing this without boredom, without tiredness, that they will continue this fight as Osama bin Laden had been fighting. They're calling him a martyr in all of this, and they're also calling on the Pakistanis here to clean the shame of Pakistan, i.e. that he was killed inside Pakistan. They're saying that this was the work of traitors, and they're calling on the Pakistanis now to clean up their shame. So this is Al-Qaeda recognizing that their leader is dead and capitalizing on that now, calling him a martyr and calling their supporters to continue the fight, to vow to continue the fight, to focus it on the United States, and also saying in this statement that the people of the United States and America will have no rest, no peace, until they say the people of Palestine have peace. So this has been part of Al-Qaeda's message in the past, and it seems this is Osama bin Laden's death, according to them, is going to make no difference. They're going to keep up their fight, Carol.
So in light of this, was President Obama's decision not to release the death photo of Osama bin Laden a good idea?
It would seem to be, because the people who President Obama is most worried about, those that threaten the United States national security, are Al-Qaeda and its supporters. They have now accepted bin Laden's death without that photograph. The photograph, as President Obama worried, perhaps might draw more people to Al-Qaeda's cause. Of course, that's exactly what Al-Qaeda is trying to do with Osama bin Laden's death. So without gruesome images, it does blunt their message. Their message is limited to that empty compound of which there are only a few pictures inside and a few photographs of blood-stained rooms and walls. So it's very conceivable here that Al-Qaeda may have tried to use a graphic image of bin Laden in death to rally the cause, and it's very clear that that's what they're trying to do without that picture. So it would seem that A, they have accepted that bin Laden's dead, so there was no need to prove that he was dead, and B, they're trying to use his death to rally the fight further, Carol.